Welcome to the Sober Plug Podcast, where I get you disconnected from addiction and plugged into recovery. I am your host, Connor Duffy. If you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. I do own a detox residential treatment facility called California Wellness. If you need resources, you can contact that direct line. Or if you need resources in your area, any type of resources for recovery, you can reach out to me. So what I want to talk with you about today is fear and why we fear getting sober and what really drives that thought process. And when it comes down to fear, fear always breaks down to pretty much two major things, and that's fear of not getting what you want and losing what you already have. And when it comes to getting sober, these really are both at play. What we fear when it comes to getting sober, we fear losing what we already have. What is it that we have? Well, the drinking and drugging is really our main coping mechanism. It's how we get through our problems. It's how we seek relief. It's how we find peace of mind for that temporary amount of time. And it's how we escape for a little bit. It has become the main way, our main focus, our main route to finding relief in many different areas. This could be relationship issues. This could be fulfillment issues. This can be past traumas that we haven't dealt with. This can be painful scenarios like anxiety and worry, and people to get overwhelmed with worrying about the future, and drinking and drugging becomes an escape. It is the best friend that we have in a solid form, right? Or liquid form, or pill form. It doesn't ever argue with us. It doesn't disagree with us. It's a very transactional relationship. We know exactly what we're getting, when we're getting it, how we're getting it. We know all that. We know exactly what to expect. And so for a lot of people, the idea of being without using and being without this main coping mechanism, this best friend, if you want to call it that, is almost unimaginable. It's not even something that people can understand how you get to that point, you know? So essentially what people look at, how people look at sobriety is you look at it subconsciously, whether you realize this or not, as losing a best friend. You look at it as losing a tool in the toolbox that has really carried you for a long time in your life. It's something that you've carried close to your heart. And this is a very scary place to be. People do not want to be without their main weapon. It's like going into a fucking gunfight with a bunch of rocks and sticks. And clearly, that's a pretty terrifying place to be. And a lot of people aren't even sure how you're going to, you might not even be sure how you're going to navigate life, what your future looks like, how you're going to respond in social settings, how you're going to overcome certain fears and obstacles and challenges and anxiety. And so when we ask ourselves these questions and they're, you know, formulating in our minds when we're thinking about sobriety, it becomes more terrifying than anything else. There's more questions than we have answers. And so this is why it is so crucial to get around people that are sober and have been there before, because they've walked that path. They've been exactly where you are. You know, I've been exactly where you are. I was the type of individual that there is like no chance in hell that I ever thought I'd be able to get clean. It just wasn't even a possibility for me. It was never a thought. And it was never something I was even interested in until I started to see the consequences of my using, until I started to feel the absolute pain and devastation that came with my poor choices. You know what I mean? I became more desperate. And the person I am when I'm using and the person I am when I'm sober and I have my mind right and I'm operating on all cylinders and I'm going in the right direction, there are two totally different people. I mean, I was speaking about this the other day with somebody. It feels like I've lived two or three lives. And I just celebrated 11 years sober on 4/14 of 2024 of the time of this recording. It's April 22nd, 2024, and so I just celebrated last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever the case may be, and it really does feel like it's been just a few different lives for me. And the crazy part is I started using at 9 years old, and so from 9 years old to 20, that was all I knew, and that was 11 years. So it really is a couple different lives. Like the before I ever picked up from 0 years old to nine, and then from 9 to 20, and now from 20 to 31, it's just been like three different lives. And I've been exactly at that point where I remember my life was absolutely, it was completely, my intentions were to get high each and every day. It was my main priority. My mind was completely warped around drugs. I could not function. I could not. I was not the type of individual that was managing, quote unquote, or it was a secret. I mean, you could look at me and tell I was up to no good. And so, it was just how I navigated through my life. And so, I never really imagined a scenario where I'd be able to be sitting here and talking with you and telling you how I'm sober and how there's a better way. I mean, that shit just doesn't even make sense to me, even to this day. It amazes me about where I come from, and it's not because I'm anything special. It's not because I'm talented. It's not because I've done something that no one else can do. That it's really anything but that. I am just like anybody else. There is nothing special about what I've done or how I've gone about it. I've really just kept things simple, and I surrounded myself with people that knew how to live a better way. 'Cause I could not figure it out on my own. I could not. And I tried multiple times, many, many times over, where I told myself this was gonna be it, and I'm never gonna feel like this way again. And I just couldn't get out of my own way. You know what I mean? I couldn't live with the drugs, and I also couldn't live without them. And that's really what rock bottom is in my mind. I really do. I think rock bottom always has a trap door, and things can always get worse. But when you're in that mental space where you know you can't continue living the way you are, but you also feel like you can't live without the drugs, that is a mental prison to be in, because you're not comfortable one way or the other. When you're sober, you want to get high, or you want to get drunk. And when you're high and drunk, you want to get sober. It's like not being content. It's impossible to be content living in a day of your life, every single day, every single moment of every single day. And it's torture. But it passes. And when you just put one foot in front of the other and you get hooked up with the right people, and people start to breathe just a different life into you, and different belief systems, and you start to get around people and understand that there is a way out, there is a better way of living, and this shit doesn't have to be your circumstance for really any longer than you choose for it to be. You can get sober. You 100% can, especially when someone is offering help. And there are other people ha that have taken that help and have taken that path and got better. That means that it is possible for you. But I needed to be around that environment to break the belief system that I had that I couldn't live without it. Because for a long time, I really believed that were to be true. And so I'm going to dive back into a little bit of, like, in the beginning, I'd mentioned two different fears, and you might be thinking what the other one is. Well, so the one fear is losing what we already have, which is what I just talked about, but also not getting what we want. Not getting what we want. Now, why would that be a fear, right? In sobriety, what do we fear about not getting what we want? What is it that represents that? And what that represents is not having a good life in recovery, not being able to envision a life that, hey, is what I'm working towards worth it? Is there some type of life? Is there some type of future that I can actually enjoy how I'm living? Can I have good relationships? Can I have the type of career I want? Can I be financially stable? Can I just enjoy life without drugs and alcohol? Is there any type of contentment? Is there any type of future where I can be content without that? Is there any way that I can enjoy life for what it truly is and live a life without using drugs and getting high and drinking and partying? And to a person that has been using for a long time, the fear is that it is not possible, especially when you've been brainwashed essentially and used to the fact that this is how I get through my problems. This is also how I get my relief. This is how I get to escape whatever comes my way. You know, you can't imagine natural ways of achieving that same thing and having a life that is worthwhile without it. Because a lot of times people have periods of their life where they are sober and they don't think it is worth it because they don't actually get to work on themselves the way that they need to. Right? That's what people need to understand, is that recovery is not just about being abstinent or getting off your drug of choice. It's about really putting in the work and working towards the type of life that you want. Of course it takes work. Of course it's hard. Of course it's difficult. You can't just buy a pill and get that in life. You know what I'm saying? You need to earn it. And that's where we've been deceived. That's where we've bought into a lot of our own bullshit. We thought that we could just get through life avoiding the lows by getting high. We thought that we could just make this transaction and make this one purchase on a daily basis to avoid the pitfalls of life, and it's not possible. Life is gonna happen one way or another. There's gonna be lows, there's gonna be highs, there's gonna be ups and downs, and there's gonna be challenges. And it's getting through those challenges, and it's working on ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, right? The relationships in our life, making sure our social circle, is healthy, and that we're surrounding ourselves with the right people. If we start to work on all these different areas, then I guarantee a good life awaits you. I guarantee that sobriety is worth it. But in the beginning, it seems impossible to try to envision that. It's like a concept that doesn't even exist. You know what I mean? I couldn't see it. But what I did see is when I started getting help and I went to rehab and I went to meetings and I started shaking hands with people that I knew were shooting it straight. And I could tell that they've been where I'm at. And I could also tell that they are in a completely different place. That gave me hope. That made sense to me. I didn't know how it made sense. I didn't know how they did it. I didn't have the blueprint just yet. But I knew that they were being fucking honest. And I knew that they had a different life today. And that's what gave me hope. That's why I talk so much about, you know, your friend group, your support system is just so crucial. It's so important. And why you can't buy into these bullshit fears. You know, you can't buy into the fact that a good life doesn't await you. It does. It absolutely does. But hanging on to that fear and continuing to drink, continuing to drug, guarantees that your fear becomes your reality. That's the crazy part. What we fear becomes our fucking truth. If you tell yourself over and over again that you fear something, and I can't, you know, I have a fear of that I'm not going to make it, or I'm not going to be able to do well, or I have a fear that I'm going to relapse before you ever begin, you're not even going to fucking start. That's another one that people get caught up in. They tell themselves, well, what if I relapse? What if I get sober and then eventually I relapse? It's like, dude, you're worried about that before you even got one day sober. How much sense does that fucking make? That doesn't make any sense. You're worried about how you're going to run the marathon when really you just need to learn how to walk. Let the marathon play out, you know, start walking. So I hope that this helped you, and I really just want to reiterate, don't pay attention to the fears that are in your head. I call these imaginary evils. You put more faith into your fears than you do into a positive life and have a positive outlook of what could be. Ask yourself, really what you should fear is continuing the way things are. What is your life going to look like a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, if you don't get help and you don't make a change? That is fucking terrifying. That's what should motivate you. That's the type of fear that you need to focus on in order to propel you to make an uncomfortable decision. And of course, it's uncomfortable getting sober. It's uncomfortable going to a meeting. It's uncomfortable going to treatment. You know, it's uncomfortable going to a rehab, but it'll save your ass. It will save your life, and it will introduce you to a life beyond your wildest dreams. And I truly mean that, because the world is your oyster. Once you get sober, you can create the type of life that you want. You could pour your energy and your focus into different areas that was never possible. It was never possible before. And now you have the opportunity to do that. You know, so don't pay attention to the fear that keeps you away from getting sober and, you know, potentially closes the door, slams the door shut on your best self. That's what sobriety is. That's what sobriety allows you to be. Continuing to drink, continuing to buy into the fear that you won't make it or you can't have something that's meaningful without drugs and alcohol is bullshit. Or the fact that you're going to lose something. You're not losing out on anything. Matter of fact, you have everything to gain. So keep it really simple. Always remind yourself of that. And, you know, that's all I have for today. And I really appreciate you being here. As always, the support means more to me than you guys even realize. If this episode spoke to you today and you are struggling and you feel like you need rehab, you feel like you need a resource, you need somewhere to go and you want to make a change, listen to someone who's been there. I've been exactly right there, you know, and there are people that are willing to help you. You can have a different life. Do not buy into the fear. Buy into the faith. Have the courage to make that change. So you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. If this episode spoke to you and you could rate this podcast, that would mean the world to me. It's really the only way that other people can see, that this is a healthy podcast for people that are struggling and so many people need it, you know. So if you could rate the podcast, it would greatly, greatly be appreciated. Much love. I will see you on the next one.